become very fixed up. And as I told yesterday, I don't know whether I told you yesterday, one of the first instructions Prabhupada gave me, I mentioned it in the other day. He just asked me to offer this life to Krishna. So in turn, I ask everybody, offer your life to Krishna. And then, of course, I did not elaborate that. After that, Prabhupada told me, don't get involved with any woman. So it's actually either or. Either you offer your life to Krishna or you offer your life to a woman. Now you have to make the decision, and generally that's what everybody does. In the material world, everybody gets married, and in a way that's the end of his full-time involvement in Krishna consciousness. Once you get married, you can't give that kind of attention and service to Krishna. And then Prabhupada actually went on explaining for a long time. Then he said that this material nature is a prison house of sex desire. He used the Sanskrit expression at that. Then, this is Maithunagaro. Maithunagaro. Maithun means sex life. It's a prison house of sex desire. In a normal prison house, in regular prison house, the prisoners are tied up with a chain. But in this prison house of material nature, how everyone is tied up? Tied up? It's tied up with sex desire. Therefore, it is so important to conquer sex desire. As long as we have sex desire, we'll be bound down to this material nature. And what is the way to overcome sex desire? The only way to overcome sex desire is by becoming Krishna conscious. Because that is the higher taste. In the material nature, everyone is running after sex desire. Like in today's world, when we see the world around us, we are seeing that everywhere there is this allurement for sex desire, sex life. Whereas the Vedic culture is teaching us how to overcome, how to conquer sex desire. And that is possible only through Krishna consciousness. That's why yesterday I was telling that celibacy is not really brahmachari life. Celibacy is just a side effect of brahmachari life. Brahmachari life is the life of pure Krishna consciousness. Develop your love for Krishna. That is the real brahmachari life. And when you develop that love for Krishna, then the desire for sex life will automatically disappear. By getting the higher taste, you will lose the taste for lower enjoyment. So, this is what Krishna consciousness is actually offering us. It's not an artificial way of maintaining celibacy. Less informed people think that brahmachari life means celibacy. Somehow or other remain a celibate. But in Krishna consciousness we understand that this celibacy is only a side effect. Just as when you have a nice plate of prasad in front of you and you have relished that prasad, will you look at the dirty, rotten plate of food at that time? Will you? But when there is nothing to eat, then even a rotten plate of prasad, I'm not prasad, a rotten plate of food will appear to be so alluring. But when you have some nice plate of Krishna prasad and you have eaten the prasad to your full content, then there won't be any attraction for dirty, rotten plate of food. Rather, you'll feel repulsed with that. So that is how practical Krishna consciousness is. And that is how, it's not that some of you won't become householders. Yes, some of you become householders. But it's not a matter of brahmachari life or householder life. It's not that. It is a matter of where your heart is, where you developed your attachment to. So develop this attachment to Krishna. Wherever you are, grihe thako, bone thako, sada hori bole thako. Whether you are at home as a householder, or if you are in the forest as a brahmachari or vanaprastha or a sannyasi, your business should be just develop your attachment to Krishna. And another thing I can tell you in this respect, by developing a negative attitude to a woman, to the women folk, you are not really going to become more fixed up in brahmachari life. Rather, it is proper respect for them that will help you to develop your. In one hand, you develop your respect, your love for Krishna, and treat all the other women as your mother. Matri bhat paradareshu. And we need fully committed devotees. During Prabhupada's time, this movement was spreading in leaps and bounds. Do you know why? Because at that time, most of Srila Prabhupada's followers were fully committed to spreading Krishna consciousness. So its full-time devotees' involvement is very important for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Therefore, it is to our advantage that you don't get married. And it's to your advantage also. Of course, Prabhupada sometimes told us, told the devotees, that he has a problem that he couldn't solve. That's the only problem he couldn't solve. And he said that I want all my male disciples to remain a brahmachari, and I want all my female disciples to get married. Anyway, the main point is that those of you who have committed yourself fully to Krishna consciousness, maintain your commitment. Another thing I will say also in this respect, that you see, especially in India, when you join an ashram, when you become a sadhu, your family members feel proud. Although they feel bad that you left home and joined an ashram, but at the back of their mind, at the heart of their hearts, they feel proud that, oh, our son has become a sadhu. Because they know to become sadhu is the ultimate perfection of our existence. But then when they hear that, then if they get to know, or if they hear that you are planning to get married, their pride is completely shattered. So remain fixed up in it. And you have such wonderful example, Radhisham Prabhu, in front of you. So many of them. Then Bal Govinda Prabhu, such wonderful brahmachari, fully committed for so many years, given their lives to Krishna consciousness. Sometimes the allurements of Maya will be there because that's her business. Female form is there to take us away from Krishna. There is the beautiful form of a woman, and on the other hand, the invisible form of Krishna. So now you have to make your choice by applying your intelligence properly. Material attraction has the initial allurement, but eventually it leads us to suffering and misery. So stay fixed in Krishna consciousness. And the way to remain fixed in Krishna consciousness is by remaining in the good association of devotees. Remain in the good association of devotees. Not only brahmachari association, even household association. You ask the householders, how is it like to get married? And they will give you the very, very pertinent advice. And in most cases, they'll say, don't make the same mistake. That's what I tell them. I tell the householders that give your honest opinion to the brahmachari. When they come to you. Become fixed up, because this commitment is very, very important for the propagation of Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Simple consideration, you see, when you are alone, when you are single, then you can go anywhere and you can do anything. But once you get married, you are stuck. You can't go anywhere and do anything, you know. Like, the first thing is that you have to take care of your family. I mean, at least a responsible householder has that responsibility. And we always ask them to take care of their family properly. Now that you have become a householder, take care of your household properly and bring up your children to become pure devotees of Krishna. So both ways we benefit. But when it comes to preaching, we have to have that full commitment. Thank you all very much. And I will look forward to coming back again. I will see, like I told Radhisham Prabhu, that next time I come, I will try to come on a weekend, so that Saturday, Sunday, we can have full program. And I hope next time I come, I will be in a better physical shape. This time I'm actually not very well. And seems like I got some viral infection. And when you have viral infection, the only way is to take antibiotics. And I don't like to take antibiotics, but today I was avoiding it because of these programs that I had for these 2 days here. But today I'll take some antibiotics and try to take some rest for a day or so. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to Śrīla Prabhupāda. Gaur Premanande. So, I won't take any more questions today. And I once again thank you all very much for giving me such a wonderful time here in your association.
Hare Krishna. Actually, you can't believe that Maharaj is sick because he extended himself so much in the last 2 days, yesterday and today. He accomplished a lot of things in a very short time. Yesterday he came for the school and inspired the small children. Then he went and saw the place where the Lord's outfit should be stitched. He went to that place and inspired the whole team of many of the Bengali sailors were speaking to him in Bengali very wonderfully. And Shyamananda Mataji and Bhasharana Mataji also. He gave Bhagavatam class, he gave Brahmacharya class yesterday. And today also two classes. And yesterday evening also. So I was telling Maharaj, probably we have stretched you a little more than the limit. But I thank you, Maharaj, for your extending nature. All devotees got very thrilled and greatly joyful by your association. And I asked Parashuram for when can Maharaj come again. He told me that after Gaupurnima, we can have one weekend. On a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he said that you could complete in situations before that.
Yeah.
We will make sure all the devotees can take full advantage.